So the Big Bash goes into finals mode, where Australia has dominated the men's Ashes series. Of course, sadly, the New Zealand series, the White Ball series, is off. But let's turn our attention to a series I think that should command a lot more respect and our input, and that is the women's Ashes. And it starts very, very shortly. In fact, it starts tonight. It is Australia and England. It takes place at the Adelaide Oval. And it's tonight opening with a T20. There's also the Australia A and England A T20 game on as well at Karen Rolton Oval this morning. But our attention is the big one. And Julia Price, been there, done that. Of course, cricket commentator, former Australian cricketer and US cricket women's coach. And she joins us here and was a part of the commentary team on day one down in Hobart for a deluxe iced coffee at McCafe. Julia, are you excited?
I'm extremely excited, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this. Obviously, I've sort of been deprived of a bit of cricket, having been over in the US for my summer. But now I'm back. It's great. It's really exciting that women's cricket's happening, and really ready to get into it.
Without dissecting both lineups going into tonight's T20 game one of the women's Ashes series, line them up in basic terms of who you think wins this series. And is it the fact is that it's in Australia is a massive advantage, or do you think England come here with great hope?
I think it definitely is an advantage, although we did beat them in 2019 on their home soil. But I think it's definitely an advantage for us. Small hiccup in the fact that Beth Mooney, the number one T20 batsman in the world, has got a little bit of a busted jaw at the moment. So it's going to be a little bit of reshuffling around, I think, for tonight's game, which may upset the Australian lineup a little bit. Not sure who will come in to replace her as the opener, or whether it's they bring someone up from that Australia A game this morning, which will be interesting if they back up or if they've actually already made a decision and will just shuffle around the order and have a few other options, from the time that they've got. So it's a little bit of a hiccup in the sort of lineup for tonight, but I still think that they've got a pretty strong lineup. Obviously, they've got Alyssa Healy, who are both in the top 10 ranked batters in the world, and I really think that the English bowlers are going to have to step up and really take wickets tonight, really take it up to the Australians again, stop the stem of runs that Lanny and Healy both can do.
Yeah, not a great phone line. Seems to be breaking up constantly there, Julia, so if we can find a spot, and if I say it's good, don't move.
Sorry about that. Or
put the coat hanger up, one way or the other. The fact is that Rachel Haynes, will return, been out with injury as well. In fact, I interviewed her on this show, I think a day or 2 days prior to being injured, and we haven't seen from or heard from her since. So there's a ready-made replacement there, but whether she opens or bats middle order, she should certainly be knocking the door down to come into the lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been batting really well. The NCL to come back. Game was a little scratched in the first game and then scored 100 the next game. So she's certainly in some good for this.
Yeah, not a great phone lineup. We might just park that there, Julia, and call you back and try and find a better position because we want to actually hear from you. We are having a problem with that phone line. So if we can, Sammy, that would be fantastic. We're doing this for McCafe Deluxe Iced Coffee. Drive through and enjoy the sweet taste of summer at McCafe today. Julia Price is our guest. When we get the phone line worked up and worked out, we'll be chatting with her. I want to ask Julia, and it's the topic that everyone's talking about, is where does Elise Perry fit in our T20 lineup and what's gone wrong there? Because we know that Elise Perry, a bona fide star of our game, certainly safe in the Test arena and probably safe in our 50 over format. But what's happened with the T20 form and where does she fit in the dynamics of that lineup? Julia is back with us, is she, Sammy? Just checking. Not 100% sure. That's what we're happening when we're doing it on the other side. And also there's a question, and I'm going to ask Julia as well. Why can't we play more Test cricket? The Ashes series is the three formats all tied into one. More long-form cricket. And it goes down into the domestic competitions as well. We don't play enough long-form cricket, and it might come down to cost, whether they're full-time athletes at state level. But bottom line is, I think for the betterment of the game, surely we've come to a stage right now that long-form Test cricket for our England and South Africa and New Zealand and our key countries in women's cricket are playing the long form of the game and not just condensing it to 20 overs and 50 over games. We're going to get another breakaway if we can, Johnny Tamboris. We'll get another breakaway as we try and get Julia Price back up. We're having trouble with her phone line. We'll do it for McCafe Deluxe Iced Coffee. Drive through and enjoy the sweet taste of summer at McCafe. Keep your questions coming too, if you wish, on the temper text machine, 0433 98 11 16. Take two with Julia Price after the break. Let's try again with Julia Price. Hopefully the phone line has improved. Of course, former Australian cricketer, commentator, US cricket women's coach as well, ahead of the Ashes start tonight at the Adelaide Oval, Australia and England in a T20. Julia, thanks for rejoining us. I was going to ask you about Elise Perry. Seems to have fallen off the cliff a little bit with her batting more so in the T20 format. Are you surprised her name's been mentioned about not being in the lineup?
No, not really. I think, the team's getting stronger and stronger. There's a lot of other people acting for those spots in the Australian team now. So it was always going to be, and I suppose for everyone in the group, I mean, there's a lot of pressure and competitiveness around where they will bat in that order. So not at all. I think it's good for the Australian team to have that competitiveness with their selections.
What about players that don't have a lot of experience at this elite level? Who are you looking forward to over this series? Who you think can command a spot in all three formats and as a player that we can watch and for people who aren't aware of the new talent coming through?
Well, I'm really excited about Darcy Brown. Very, very quick. Has played before. Had a really good WBBL. Picked up the wickets. And I think she'll be at this level. Really good kid. We also had Alana King selected with the injury to Sophie Molyneux and Georgia Wareham. So there was a little bit of debate around her and Amanda Jade Wellington. And again, another really good battle for two leg spinners trying to get in this team. So again, I think that's only best for Australia. But she'll be really exciting. She's got brings good energy to the team. She'll be up and about, and I look forward to hopefully her making her debut tonight.
Yeah, she took the punt to go across to play for the Scorchers and, well, for the best part, was outstanding at for them, that sort of got her the way in. But it does create great debate, and I think it's a healthy thing that, you know, our women's team is not locked in with the 11, because I think we have had a bit of a sameness about the team for the best part. But as you talked about, with King coming in, Brown returning as well, got to find a replacement now if Elise Perry doesn't play. Also got to find a replacement at the top of the order for Beth Mooney. It's only healthy. It's giving exposing more young cricketers and cricketers at the elite level.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got the A team playing at the moment against England, yeah, which again I think is a fantastic initiative. A lot of young kids in there as well as a lot of experience. You've got people like, you know, your Grace Harris's and Elise Villani who have played before at that top level, and they're mixing it with your Georgia Voles and your, you know, Phoebe Litchfields and these young kids that are coming through. So it's such a great way of rewarding girls that have played well in the past and can also help with that experience and still be in a position to get selected in the Australian team, but also these young kids getting this exposure really young, even if it's slightly before maybe their time to be selected, but at least they're getting this exposure early and just setting them up for the future.
Can you give our listeners an idea of how the format works in regards to the Ashes? And it leads me to the next question, and a lot of people have already got onto the text machine to give their opinion in regards to why we don't have more long-form cricket. But first things first, how does the Ashes work when you're covering off all three formats?
Yeah, well, again, I think it's pretty innovative, and I love the fact that women's cricket can sort of be a little bit on the front foot when they're going about putting their programming together. The guys tend to sort of stick with a traditional sort of way that they've done things. But the multi-format's been fantastic. We've got three ODIs, three T20s, and the one test match. The test match, you'll get 4 points for whoever wins and 2 points for if it's a draw, and 2 points for each win in either the T20s or the ODIs. There has been a little bit of a shuffle around a little bit, which we've also got a bit of press about, bringing the T20s forward by 10 days purely because of the World Cup that's coming up this year as well. So that's caused a little bit of concern with a bit of preparation, I suppose. But at the same time, you know, the girls are pretty adaptable. You've got to learn to be adaptable in the world that we're living in at the moment. And we've got the T20 starting tonight, followed by the test match in Canberra, and then the three ODIs following that.
Yeah, looking forward to the entire series, and again, starts tonight at the Adelaide Oval. But if you are listening in Adelaide this morning, you can get across and see Australia's Women A and England A take part at Karen Rolton. It starts shortly, the toss of the coin. Regarding the test match format, I know it's a common topic of discussion. Is it purely the fact is that we don't play enough domestic long form cricket because the women can't get time off to do it, to travel away, be away long enough. Therefore, it affects the international schedule as well. Why aren't we playing more long form cricket in the women's game?
I think it's a little bit of a hangover from that, exactly what you were just talking about. But most of the girls these days are actually nearly full time, either playing for, you know, the franchises in the WBBL or in WNCL for their state. So majority of the girls are actually full time. So that reason doesn't really hold any weight anymore. And I really think it's just about, it can be a little bit about marketing players in particular styles of the game. And test cricket is, you know, a longer format. It's a little bit, slower. It's maybe not as seen as attractive or as sexy or marketable as maybe the T20 game and the 50 over game. So I really think, you know, the way that the girls are playing the test matches, and we've started to play against India now as well, which is fantastic. And the girls are really calling for the longer formats. I think it'd be a great opportunity to start bringing back the longer format into that sort of state level cricket to be able to get, and because I think it's really difficult to expect the girls to walk out there and suddenly play a 4-day game after just coming off a T20 series and be able to switch in and out of all these different formats, and it would be very, very difficult to do. So, mind you, Sam Billings did it for the men in the recent. He walked straight out of the BBL into the men's squad as the wicketkeeper. But at the same time, I think it'd be great for the girls to be able to play the longer format, and I think that's a great also breeding ground for long-term cricket technique and skills as well to be able to use in both 50-over and T20 cricket.
Yeah, and it's not all about crash and bash, and I think England men's found that out as well, focusing too much on the short form and forgetting about the long-form test cricket. Appreciate your time, Julia. Sorry for the technical problems, but we look forward to the series which starts tonight, and look forward to hearing you more on SEN throughout the summer. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, Tim.